This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good Day program. Here I am with my friends Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and you with our perspective on what's happening. It's a Friday. The charts for the week from Talkers Magazine are out, Victoria, and they shockingly show that Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are on top of the heap when it comes to attention to what they've said. Can you imagine?
Can't imagine. I was hoping that the guy who climbed Trump Tower would be number one.
Actually, no, that's number five this week on the countdown. Here's the number one story of the day. Dateline Philadelphia. Christopher Noteboom says he's not sorry he spread his mother's ashes on the Eagles' home field, even though he's going to wind up in probation. He ran onto the field during a game last year, carried out his mother's last wishes of having her ashes put on the turf. He did it on the 50-yard line and was promptly arrested.
What do you do in that situation? If your mom asks you to do that and she's dead? I feel like you have to do it.
Right, so here's my first question. Is that a natural turf or is that an AstroTurf field?
You know, that's actually a great question. I don't know the answer to that.
I'm going to Google that.
Yeah.
That's Philadelphia Eagles, correct?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yep. Meanwhile, American Simone Biles gets into the people list because of her accomplishments. She's under the Olympic spotlight, 19 years old, gymnast extraordinaire. So I get to listen to Kara talk about how she has done so well. I got the women's all-around title, put a gap between herself and the rest of the world in terms of using the parallel bars. What is she? What's her specialty?
Everything.
Really?
She's really good at vaulting. She's really good at the floor exercises. I think her main specialty is beam.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you watch any of them, and she's doing spins on the beam that's like five, I don't know, how wide do you think it is?
That?
Maybe 10 inches? I don't know how you do it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and you watch her, and then you watch the other people do it, and it's like, she lands perfectly. She does everything perfectly. And I wondered if that would be too much pressure going in and everyone saying, oh, she's the best in the world. But obviously she was able to live up to it.
Yeah. Yeah, good for her. Congratulations. All right, did you find out what kind of turf is in the Philadelphia Eagles Stadium?
No, it's so weird.
Oh, it's a secret.
It's a big secret. All right, here's the good news. You know how we're interested in good news? Some people say the fact that the Standard & Poor's averages, the NASDAQ, the Dow Jones averages yesterday hit new highs is very good news. It's strong gaining. And so those of you who have money in the markets, the 401ks, retirement accounts, that sort of thing, those of you who have your money in pensions and what they do with the pension money, energy companies doing well. That includes oil and gas. All those people that said, oh, this is terrible because the price of gas is down. Hello, look at what the ExxonMobil stock is worth as of yesterday. Retail did well yesterday, even on the news that Macy's is closing 100 of their stores, which I found quite interesting because normally news like that would send stocks in these retail stores into the spin zone. The business is changing so dramatically. Here's a report on what Macy's is doing and why.
Macy's is closing 100 of its 650 stores. 15%. That is astonishing for this iconic retailer that used to be a mainstay in America's malls. America's malls are facing a lot of difficulties right now because the anchor tenants like Macy's are in trouble. Companies like JCPenney, Sears, Nordstrom, these are companies that have all been faced with the threat of Amazon. Amazon is eating everyone's lunch. Internationally, you're seeing it as well with China's Alibaba reporting strong sales too. What does this mean for people who work in the industry? Unfortunately, these are not good times. More than 40,000 retail sector jobs have already been lost year to date. That number likely to go higher as more traditional retailers shutter stores. The good news, if you want to call it that, is that there are still some thriving retailers out there. Companies like TJ Maxx, Dollar General. These are doing extremely well as fast fashion companies like Zara and H&M. The problem, though, what does it say about this economy? Bargain hunting is what everyone wants. People trying to save as much as they can and not spend more than they need to. Another sign of America's soft economy.
All right. So, ladies, when you buy retail, you go to Target and you go to TJ Maxx, Marshall's, same company. Where do you go?
Yeah. I go to Zara and H&M. He's so on point. That's exactly where I shop, and that's where most girls in New York City. I think there's a Zara in D.C., right, Kara?
What is Zara? I don't even know.
There's a Zara in Annapolis. I think there's one in D.C. too. It's a European. How would you describe it?
It's very on trend for a very affordable price.
So I go there to shop.
It's a high end. Yeah, they have. Well, I don't know if you would because they don't have corduroy, but they have. And I've never seen you in corduroy. For the record, I've only heard about the myth of
it's
corduroy.
Overplayed.
With
believe me, they have to overplay that.
I thought you looked fabulous when I saw you. So
you know what, though? I agree with this. I agree with this story because I found the last few times I've been to department stores, which is really not very many times in the last year, I've just been disappointed. And I don't know if that's because of the actual store or because there are humans shopping in it or what, but I went to go buy a tie for my brother-in-law for Christmas. And, I mean, you couldn't find anything because everything was so unorganized. Everything is in different places and not where it's supposed to be. So I think that people, when you can shop online and look for exactly what you're looking for, or when you can go to specialty stores, which H&M and Zara kind of are. They have a very specific type of clothing. Or Target and TJ Maxx.
H&M is very European, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have a very specific audience. And so if that's what you're looking for, you know that you can go there and find it. Whereas if you go to a department store, they have so many different things, which can be good. Yeah. But it also makes it more difficult to find things sometimes.
H&M and Zara are what we call fast fashion. So it's fast food fashion. And everything is on trend. Everything is very reasonable. Zara is more expensive.
Fashion. Isn't that? Yeah, I had never heard that expression before.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, never had. No. Fast.
Yeah, I mean, Zara is more expensive than H&M, but not by much. You can get most on-trend pieces for less than $100.
I went to H&M a few weeks ago, and I bought four things. I bought two skirts and two tops, and they're all very cute and very on-trend, and I think the skirts were $12, and the shirts were around the same price. It's very cheap.
You wear that to work. I found out something I didn't know this morning, Victoria.
I don't wear those things to work.
That stuff to work. That kind of stuff.
I told him this morning that I'm wearing a dress, and he was very, very surprised. And he said, "Oh, I thought you just wore jeans and boots." Right. And I mean, I do in the winter when it's cold.
Well, it's isn't it like 100 degrees in D.C.?
Oh my God! The temperature here yesterday. I drove into Boston yesterday afternoon. 99 degrees in the city, but the dew point or dew average or dew whatever the dew does. It was felt like 109 degrees.
Somebody said something yesterday about the dew point. What does that mean?
Dew point is the amount of moisture that's in the air, the humidity that's in the air. It's another way of measuring humidity.
Yeah, I looked at the weather the past two mornings, and I think it said 100% humidity.
Yeah, right.
Yesterday, after we had a brief shower here in New York City around 5 o'clock, and then it made the humidity at 2,000%. I walked around the corner, and I came back. I was just completely, you could swim.
But I got two weather alerts on my phone yesterday for severe weather and heat today and tomorrow, so should be fine. fun. I'm going to sit in the air conditioning in my apartment.
Oh, and just to answer our earlier conundrum, the Philadelphia Eagles field is an all-natural turf. It's actually, they've installed Kentucky bluegrass, which apparently holds up better in the cold weather. And then they have, under the field, they have a heating system to keep the grass at its optimal levels.
Oh,
so
good.
To all spread right, so one's ashes there would actually
be good
sort
fertilizer
of make sense.
For the field.
Yeah.
Good fertilizer for the field. All right, good going.
Thank I don't recommend that, but, you know.
Yeah. Oh, come on. That would be a killjoy, pardon the pun. Okay, let's get to, as we focus on Olympic athletes this week and next, great time for me to tell you about how many Olympic athletes are tapping into Superbeats to have a legal performance edge. Somebody ought to bring this over to Russia and sell this to all those dopers over there, because this is all natural, perfectly normal to boost your circulation, strengthen your cellular tissues. Your body takes care of health issues by getting blood everywhere. But the thing for the Olympic athletes is that it helps them win gold medals. So if you're an athlete seeking to enhance performance, endurance, strength, faster recovery, the availability of nitric oxide through Super Beats is critically important. That's why these things have become so popular with Olympic athletes. Better blood flow, oxygen delivery getting to muscles. Athletes get the winning edge, and it's all perfectly legal. I saw an article in the Huffington Post where the one of the Canadian athletes, Eric Gillis, is a marathoner, had incorporated Super Beats into the nutrition plan that he takes every day. And a lot of other Olympians, the top cycling teams are using Super Beats. This is perfect stuff for those of you who want to get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to every organ and every part, every millimeter of your body. Helpful support. Healthy blood pressure levels are maintained. You should be choosing Super Beats. And it's pretty easy to get this stuff. Call 800-655-4183. It's a blast. It really is, literally and figuratively. I just thought of that. I think we should write that down. Make sure you take note of that, Victoria, will you please?
Yeah.
Using Super Beats is a blast. It is.
It is delicious.
Water, put a teaspoon and 4 ounce glass of water, put it in your smoothie. That's what I do with it. Get all the energy and stamina. It's the, I suppose I could call it the cat's meow. In a manner of speaking.
Yeah. Isn't it the cat's pajamas?
Maybe. 800-655-4183. So if you call now, you haven't ordered Super Beats yet, you get your first order in order, and you'll be sent a 30-day supply extra. You get an extra month's supply of Super Beats with your first order. If you haven't tried it, get on the horn now. You'll love what it does for your body all naturally. 800-655-4183. What better way to say, I guess I understand and support what the Olympic athletes are doing, than to do the same thing they do. Doesn't taste like yucky vegetables either. Ugh, those green drinks. 800-655-4183. Or you can order Super Beats by going to DougLikesBeats.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Attention Nike fans, right now at Kohl's, take 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. Everyone gets Kohl's cash too, $10 for every $50 spent. Plus, Yes You Rewards members earn double points on Nike purchases, this week only, and only at Kohl's. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 7th to 13th. Select styles. Offers and coupons do not apply. See store Kohl's.com for details.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Is it true that you love me? I dare you to kiss me.
Insightful music. It's time for us to go through some of the music that the Olympic gold medalists and Olympic medalists in general are finding inspiring. Gabby Douglas likes this tune by Shakira for her gymnastic routine. And that's pretty much what you're listening to. You see a lot of these athletes running around with ear plugs.
They all have headphones, yeah.
Listening to their probably iPad or maybe Do people still use iTunes?
iTunes?
iPod?
Yeah,
iPod.
Sure. Yeah. Well, yeah. iPhone or...
Yeah, you don't need the iPod anymore. The iPod. You can do the same thing with the iPhone.
The iPhone,
right?
They're the iPod Shuffle or the Mini, yeah. The tiny ones. I still have the big brick because I have so many songs on it, I can't get rid of it.
Really?
I'd lose all of my library, yeah.
I think I'd find one that was dedicated to the doo-wop era of the 50s. Somebody want to give me a Christmas present, that'd be something nice. All right, we talk about Christmas already. We're in the middle of summer heat wave.
Yeah.
Finding the right song for a routine at the Olympics is not a simple task. It certainly isn't as simple as you might think. The story of Gabby Douglas finding inspiration for her floor routine after listening to this Shakira song at a mall and then used Shazam to track it down. That's pretty easy to do now, right?
Yeah.
Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
Just hold it up there to identify bing, bang, boom. So the official gymnastics team choreographer, a guy named Dominic Zito, says that Gabby Douglas is one of the few gymnasts who will pick out songs she likes for choreography. The rest of them, I guess, leave it to their trainers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So, that's surprising. You would think that you
would... they'd pick it out themselves. Yeah.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. So this is Dare by Shakira, right?
The first one we played was Dare. This is actually Ariana Grande's Into You, which is what Ali Reisman, another gymnast who got silver, uses to pump her up. This isn't, I guess, her choreography song, but...
So who else do we have in the focus here as far as medalists are concerned and music that goes with their routine and their work? Who uses this?
So Allison Felix, right?
Allison Felix, yeah. She's a track runner, I think, right?
Yeah, and she's one of, she was in the relay, one of the relays the other day. I just saw a little bit of the race, the highlights. But Jamaica ended up winning against the U.S., but she was really, really behind. She went third, and holy crap, she caught up and kicked the Jamaican runner's butt. It was amazing.
Wow. So she listens to Beyonce's Diva. This is her song. This is the song that gets her pumped up right before she hits the starting line.
Good.
I mean, music is so powerful, and music has the ability to transform your mood whatever mindset you need to get into as an Olympic athlete. They all have headphones. They're all listening to whatever their playlist is. And I mean, Michael Phelps, he killed it last night. He was so good, and he's constantly got his headphones on. So I don't know what he's listening to, but he's listening to something really good.
Every morning when I get up before I go on the air, I listen to Bobby. Bobby Helms does Do You Wanna Dance? Do you wanna dance early in the moonlight?
Does that get you pumped up enough? Well, obviously, because you always have a lot of energy in the morning.
Lots of energy. It's good to have energy. These people, between super beats and their music, man, they're all set. No wonder we're winning. What's the count, by the way, the Olympic count? You know, who knows what the number is at this point?
Let's go see.
Yeah, remember we all talked among ourselves. Who's using this for what, Kara?
Well, Allie Reisman, who I talked about earlier, she apparently released a whole playlist of songs that she gets pumped up to. So maybe I took inspiration last night and worked out. So maybe I should take some of these songs and maybe I'll become an Olympian. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
I think you should be. You can be an Olympian radio person.
Well, the USA is still in the lead with 38 total medals, 16 gold. China is second with 11 gold and 30 total medals.
See, we're better. I like Chinese. 28 past the hour.
Dealing with emotional vampires. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. An emotional vampire is not a clinical term. Still, I bet you've encountered some along the way. Emotional vampires have a constant need for validation. They tend to operate primarily on the belief that problems are not their fault. They have a very little self-awareness. And if you dare point out how they've hurt you or others, they are very likely to use extreme language to play the victim. Oh, I guess I'm the worst person ever then. Or, oh, I guess you hate me now. Because, again, they're avoiding responsibility and seeking validation. Look, you can't wear garlic to rid yourself of emotional vampires. But what you can do is not allow yourself to give your energy to them. The more you stay in control of your energy, the less emotional vampires will seek to feed on you. For emotional self-defense, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hey guys, ready to start your semester? Thought so. But don't worry, we've got you covered at JCPenney. Hurry in and find Guys Levi's 511 Slim Fit Jeans for only $39.99. That's the lowest price you'll see all season. Or come in for JCPenney's Super Saturday sale and get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items. Create a look that will make you stand out the whole semester. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Valid 8/10 to 8/13. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. Check jcp.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season refers to the time period from 8/10 to 9/5.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at TLRF.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Friday space, Friday the 12th of August, is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at your service, on your side with our perspective on what is going on the talkers list of important things, part of our focus as usual on Friday. What's the big deal? And there's not much in here that you wouldn't expect to be in here. Here's some good news. A lot of children filling the last part of their summertime with fun and leisure. Here's the story of a boy from Wilmington, North Carolina, hard at work, 10-year-old Tyran Bell. Said his family is going through kind of a rough patch. His mother's brother recovering from an accident in Charlotte. His mother is missing a lot of work to try to take care of him. Said he wanted to help out, so he began offering to mow people's lawns so he could pay for his own school clothing and the supplies that are necessary to go to school. Started out with helping my mama so she could pay her bills and I could buy my own school supplies, said young Mr. Bell. Tara Lewis, who is Tyrann's mother, that this was a proud moment for her. Not a lot of children his age willing to go out, make his own money, and they usually have their hand out, wanting their parents to pay for everything. So I feel blessed because he's helpful and he's a smart kid. That's not just his mother who notices him. Teresa Babb, who's the owner of A1 Security Services in Wilmington, said she was moved by a Facebook post about Tyrann's efforts. Here's a boy, she writes on Facebook, that's taking the rest of the summer to work, and you can tell that he's worried about his mother. It just spoke to me. Such an amazing person ought to have some help. So Ms. Babb said she's helping to make, by making her business a drop-off location for people to donate clothing and school supplies for Tyrann. Said he didn't want to stop working for his money. He plans to give any extra money he has to other children that are in need. So I think that's the key here. There are two things that stand out when I look at this, hear it, and understand it. This would not have been an exception when I was a kid, because everybody mowed lawns. I can't tell you how many hours I spent. I actually liked doing it. I've always been kind of weird when I came. I loved having a garden when I was a kid. Maybe that's how I just sort of fell into all the farming stuff. But I liked mowing the lawn. I liked mowing the lawn at my house. Nobody ever had to ask me to do it. My father didn't say, please go mow the lawn. I just did it. And as a matter of fact, my God, there's a memory here. I remember my father was painting the house. And I remember mowing the lawn, and the grass clippings blew all onto the side of the house where he just painted. And, of course, all the glass clippings stuck to the paint. He was not pleased with me. Isn't that funny how you remember? My God,
yeah.
That happened 60 years ago. And I remember just like that when I started telling the story. Anyway, but there's a difference. And now we feel, I don't know if excited is the right word, but we pay attention to somebody like this who is doing something. Because nobody mows their own lawn anymore. They hire it done. You can't go up and down the street, swing a dead cat, without seeing 15 different landscape artisans, who are basically lawnmowers, driving around in their trucks, mowing people's lawns. What happened to people mowing their own lawn?
What neighborhood is this in? Maybe I just have a normal neighborhood.
Too busy. Bunkum, too busy. That's a lot of... That's a lot.
Well, you don't see a lot of 10-year-old kids doing it. They're normally
playing
video
games. No, but this
games,
is the difference.
So it's refreshing.
I'm just
the kids actually outdoors.
Comparing it. Yeah, outdoors, not playing with their devices, getting exercise, doing something good for their mother and their family. So that's why. But now, with social media being what it is, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show, there is this extra focus on something like this being done, and it's a blessing. It's nice. So he's helping his mother. He's helping other people. That's the story. Helping other people who are needy. Was it yesterday or the day before we had the story about the kid that was getting shoes for?
Yesterday. Yeah.
Right.
Also a 10-year-old. So yeah. there's something in the water with 10-year-olds now, which is great.
Speaking of helping out, yesterday morning I had quite an emotional recollection for you about a fellow, pal Bob, who's my general manager, had a tragedy in his family this week with his nephew, a kid named Jack Jardine. Jardine is the way it's pronounced in America. Others would pronounce it Jardine. I remember I told you about him on Wednesday morning driving his Jeep off of 128 here in the Boston area, and the car rolled over, the Jeep rolled over, and he was killed. He was one of these kids. Bob and I were talking about this yesterday. Was one of these kids who... for whatever the reason, there was a room full of light when he walked into it. I felt that when I met him. I met him a couple of weeks ago. It was the first time I ever met him. I'd met his sister before, who's younger. Come from a really good family, good, solid kid. And so his high school started a memorial GoFundMe scholarship fund in his name.
Oh, that's nice.
And they've already raised $16,000 in 24 hours.
That's impressive.
He was very popular, very popular. that people who knew him loved him. And so, yeah, it is impressive, Frank. He was that kind of a kid. He really, really was. So, and then you start to wonder. I get very philosophical. Yesterday was an extraordinarily philosophical day for me. And one of the things I was thinking of as I drove around, because I was on that roadway and went by the exit that he lost his life. And I thought to myself, why? Here's this kid that shows all this promise, and anything that he touched, he did well on or at. And so his life is snuffed out, and he's barely 21 years old. Hadn't finished college yet. But again, the tribute here is that the high school folks who liked him so much have already honored him with $16,000 in pledges for the GoFundMe scholarship fund that will be helping students in his name, because he would have done that as the kind of kid.
You know,
he was.
In situations like this that are so tragic and no one can make sense of, I just always hope that people, whether they're friends with him or just anyone who hears the story, will go out and just try and do something more with themselves, whether it's just for a day or for, you know, just to go out and take advantage of the fact they're still alive, because obviously not everyone is.
Yeah. How much our lives can change in a moment's notice, and how much we have to be thankful for things and experiences and people that we know and love, sometimes just not as much of a focus as they ought to be, because we take it for granted. We do. We get into these situations where we lose our insight. We're evolving every day, but we don't pay attention to it. It's like growing. You know, you look in the mirror, wait a minute, there's a gray hair there. Oh, wait a minute, there's another gray hair. Where'd that come from? and that's how it happens. You kind of notice those things. All of a sudden, you're pulled up short by realizing how time flies so quickly and how you have circumstances that are really good. Sometimes you need to work on them. Sometimes they could be better than they are. But still, there are things to be thankful. We all have things in our lives to be thankful for. Let's take a moment each day to make sure that you do acknowledge what you have to be thankful for. All right, can we do that? Those of you who like to smoke pot, you'll have something to be...
segue.
I know.
I was literally drifting off into philosophical land, and then
yes.
Those of you who like to smoke pot.
It's the Segway Serenade here on Good Day at 43 past the hour.
Attention Nike fans. Right now at Kohl's, take 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. Everyone gets Kohl's Cash, too. $10 for every $50 spent. Plus, Yes You Rewards members earn double points on Nike purchases. This week only, and only at Kohl's. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 7th to 13th. Select styles. Offers and coupons do not apply. See store Kohl's.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Pressing for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason. Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves install waterfalls in their living rooms. The have-dones enjoy local water parks and hundreds of other weekend activities. Mini golf? Think Groupon. Museum? Think Groupon. Summer fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Some of you think it takes too long to drive to Buffalo Wild Wings, order lunch, eat, and get back to work in time. It's because of people like you that we've got the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu. We guarantee you'll get an entree like wings or street tacos plus a side delivered to your table in just 15 minutes or it's free. You used to wish we could serve lunch faster. Now you might wish we were slower, but we won't be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Restrictions apply. See participating locations for details.
Like a tailgate. This is something, I guess, this time of year gets more influential. I actually saw the football preseason game last night. I did see a little of that. Good God. Here we are. And if those of you who like those tailgate parties want to look for something that's really kind of cool to take with you, head to Buffalo Wild Wings. Relish the flavor of smoke. Items like the smokestack, which is a shareable... the wings and stuff, the kettle chips and pulled pork. Feel like a tailgate party? This is better than that. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, and sports. Just how I want to spend my time. Okay, anyway, it's 47. That was... I don't know. I find... See, I'm not the popular culturalist. This next... You know, that stuff doesn't mean anything to me. I don't go to those places. I eat that stuff. But people want to tell the story. And the same is true with marijuana. Yesterday, the administration decided that marijuana would remain on the list of most dangerous drugs. But they said they would allow more research. Wow, this is very cool of them to allow more research into its medical usage. Let's listen to the story of the day.
The federal government says it still won't endorse marijuana as a medication. It's reported the Drug Enforcement Administration still thinks the drug's medicinal value hasn't been proven scientifically. But if you live in Washington, D.C., or one of the other 25 U.S. states that's legalized medical marijuana to some degree, then this decision probably won't matter much to you. Federally, marijuana is a Schedule 1 drug, along with heroin, LSD, and ecstasy. Those are considered the most dangerous and addictive and are believed to have no medicinal value. But DEA Chief Chuck Rosenberg told NPR on Wednesday, this decision isn't based on danger. This decision is based on whether marijuana, as determined by the FDA, is a safe and effective medicine, and it's not. Yet, doctors have prescribed the drug to help treat epilepsy, chronic pain, and other ailments with proven relief. So where's the discrepancy coming from? Without a different classification and with limited access to the drug, it's difficult for researchers to prove the drug works as a medication for various conditions. Currently, the only location in the U.S. where marijuana is grown legally for research is the University of Mississippi, but the government is willing to work on that. Authorities say they will increase the amount of marijuana available for research and will open up more avenues for legitimate researchers to grow.
What arrogance. Gee, the government's going to decide this and the government's going to decide that, and if you're lucky, we'll do what you want. The University of Mississippi holds the sole license to grow research-grade marijuana for the country, and has since 1968. Who do you suppose paid off who for that deal? Mm. Oh, my God. It really is amazing. I mean, I'm not for using... I think everything should be legalized and taxed up the younger, and, you know, then whether that takes care of it or doesn't take care of it. There's so much... What you do when you have these situations, create more demand for it, and it becomes more expensive. That's all that happens under this. That's all they've done here.
But I think it's so bizarre. I mean, when I think of LSD or heroin or any of those drugs, those are serious, hardcore drugs. And I can't believe that marijuana is still classified in the same way.
Willie Nelson's on the phone, 10 before the hour.
Danger.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Review the top five items from the world of technology. It's Tech Talk time. Five tech stories of the week. Doing the honors is Victoria Keelan, who starts, strangely enough, at number five.
Well, there was a big debate this week about Comcast versus Verizon for who has the fastest internet. Everyone loves to claim they are the fastest internet. And there's really no governing body for this. So Verizon, after Comcast, which has Xfinity, after they said that they deliver the fastest internet in America, Verizon took umbrage with that claim and went to the National Advertising Division, the NAD, which sounds like a very scary organization. Verizon took its complaint to the NAD and said that they claim they have the fastest internet. Comcast said, no, we do. And it turns out neither one can really actually claim that. It, depending on what plan you have and how much data you use, what device you're on, all of those things are mitigating factors in terms of how fast your internet is actually going to run. So at any given moment, the NAD said anyone, Verizon, Comcast, RCN, Time Warner, well, probably not Time Warner because they're terrible, but any one of those internet providers could actually be faster than the other. So it's the customer is pretty much the loser in all of this. As these
companies what a surprise. Yeah, right. This is a shocker.
Yeah,
Comcast
exactly.
Versus Verizon, two companies that suck. All right, number four.
Snapchat have ran into yet another controversy this week. They had to remove their second filter in 4 months that was deemed racist. The first one, of course, was back in April. That was the Bob Marley filter, which a lot of people had an issue with and called it digital blackface. So now this new one is being called yellowface. It's an Asian stereotype. Snapchat says the filter was actually inspired by anime. They said it was meant to be playful and fun. However, a lot of Asian Americans and Asians in general, because Snapchat is so global, they did not enjoy this. And they said yellowface was a practice in early Hollywood films where white performers used theatrical makeup to portray people of East Asian descent, just the same as white performers used blackface to pose as black characters. So Snapchat took the filter down and apologized, and we're waiting for the next racist
filter. And everybody's lived happily ever after. Yeah. Number three in our list of the top five tech items this week.
An interesting new device was announced this week called the Sense Monitor, and it's actually a small device that plugs into your utility panel in your house or your apartment, and it can monitor all of your appliances and tell you where you're spending all of your money in terms of your energy bill. It's on pre-order right now. It will ship in September. It's on pre-order for $249, and the Sense Monitor actually can tell you every single appliance in your house, how much you're using. Even if your toaster is 15 years old, it can tell you how much energy your toaster or any other appliance in your house is using. So if people are concerned about, you know, monitoring their budgets, especially in the summertime, we've had heat waves across the country, AC units, some of are better than others in terms of how efficient they are with energy usage. So the Sense Monitor is kind of flying off the pre-order shelves already.
Right. And so ignorance is toast now. Number two.
Hulu announced this week that they are moving to a subscription-only service. So no more free Hulu. However...
Oh, my God. No more free Hulu?
I know. Wow. They're the last holdout. Hulu started in 2007 with ad-supported content. So everybody knows you had to sit through all those pre-roll and mid-roll ads. But at least the content was free of TV shows and movies and things you wanted to watch. Now they're joining the ranks of Amazon Prime and Apple TV and Netflix, and so now they are subscription-based. However, this week, earlier on Monday, Yahoo announced the launch of Yahoo View, which is a new site which will offer free access to Hulu's content in terms of their major network TV stuff. So you do here. The catch is you can watch all major network TV shows. However, you do have to wait 8 days after they originally air.
Yahoo for Hulu! Number one on Tech Story List.
And our number one story this week is a new app that allows you to cut animal cruelty from your life. It's called the Cruelty Cutter. It's a free app. It's on iOS, iPhones right now. It's also going to be available very soon in the next few weeks for Android phones. And it's super easy to use. All you do, you can walk around your house, you can walk around the store, you pick up the UPC code on any product, you scan it, and the app will tell you if it has been tested on animals, and it can also tell you about the history of the company's cruelty rating. So it's a very, very easy way. It's sponsored by the Beagle Freedom Project.
Nice. All right, so there it is, the list of the top five tech stories of the week.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.